Well, Joe Biden is in Poland doing his semi-literate Winston Churchill imitation. His own country doesn't seem to be improving. Thousands of Americans in East Palestine, Ohio, for example, are worried about their health and their finances. Fox's Garrett Tenney just spoke to one of them.
Half a mile down the tracks from where a Norfolk Southern train derailed, Chris Rimoldi says, like a lot of people in this town, he's stuck.
I do roofing and siding for a living. Are you going to want to put siding and a new roof on your house that your property values are dropping? So my future's uncertain as far as my business in this town.
Chris also isn't convinced the air inside his home is safe, despite testing by the railway last week. His family's health issues haven't gone away, and yesterday he says his fiance found an oily sheen on top of their dehumidifier's water.
So that tells me that if this chemical sticks to water, my dehumidifier's taking water out of the air in the basement. It's obviously still there.
So as all this is going on, the transportation secretary, who's supposed to be preventing train derailments, hasn't bothered to visit East Palestine, Ohio. More than 2 weeks after the derailment, more than 2 weeks after authorities lit the toxic chemicals on fire. This doesn't have time, but he does have time to do morning shows. He just did.
When are you going to go to East Palestine?
Well, I am planning to go. When I go, the focus is going to be on action. Look, I was mayor of my hometown for 8 years. We dealt with a lot of disasters, natural and human. And one of the things I noticed very quickly is that there's two kinds of people who show up when you have that kind of disaster experience. People who are there because they have a specific job to do and are there to get something done. And people who are there to look good and have their picture taken. When I go, it will be about action on rail safety.
If there's any member of the Biden administration who deserves to lose his job immediately, it's that guy. Nathan and Kelly Izadek are in East Palestine. They live there. We talked to them a couple days ago, and since we spoke, they tell us they've been coughing up blood. So we wanted to get an update from them. Nathan and Kelly join us now. Thank you both for coming on. Nathan, first to you, coughing up blood.
Yes, Tucker. It was days after the incident, and it would have been the Sunday. And I woke up in a very horrific coughing spell, almost like a bronchitis or pneumonia type. And I don't know if it was just from the coughing fits or what, but spats of blood did appear that night. And a few days later, obviously, we evacuated town. It resided and went away, but that was one of the side effects.
How old are you?
I'm 30 now. Just turned 30 February 16th.
Yeah, I'm no doctor, but you should not be coughing up blood. We're going to speak to a doctor in a minute. I mean, I'm telling you what you know, but that's not a good sign. Kelly, how are you feeling?
The headaches are horrible. They pretty much, when I'm about 3 to 4 miles outside of town, they start, and as long as I'm within a few miles of the crash site, I've got headaches, really bad headaches, migraines.
Has anyone tried to explain to you why you might be having these symptoms?
Well, if we're talking the Ohio Dr. Fauci's, we can go and, you know, they're going to try to point it towards having COVID-related symptoms, but we obviously know that's not the case.
Yeah, no, that's not the case. Coughing up blood is not, I don't think, a valid COVID symptom at this point. How does it smell? I mean, we have a sense of smell for a reason. The nose knows that, you know, there's truth in that. How does your town smell?
I mean, it's still blatant. Even your cameraman here, that's one of the first things I asked him was, you know, do you smell what's smelling outside? And he says, yeah, it's a sweet odor. It smells terrible. And again, it's more towards the evening when it's more prominent.
Yeah, I hate to ask you about money, but I can't resist. I mean, what about homeowners in East Palestine? Like, you got to think that their home values are bottoming out.
Go ahead.
Nobody is ever going to purchase a home that has East Palestine in the address. Yeah. I mean, this has definitely made our value plummet.
Are you homeowners?
Yes, we are homeowners here, sir.
Man, I'm so sorry.
And, the future isn't. Yeah, the future isn't bright.
Yeah, your health and your wealth
gone. Purchased the home in May.
30. Oh, yep. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But we appreciate the update from both of you tonight, Nathan and Kelly Izadek. Thanks. Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly opens, stories that are changing the world and changing your life. From Tucker Carlson Tonight.